When it gets really, really bad, which is more often than I care to admit, when it gets really, really bad, I go to my room and I shut the door and I just fall apart and I cry until I can't anymore. I won't let my family see that. My kids don't fully understand that I am in agony. They just know I'm mom and they need me. And I do my absolute best every day, even if it is the most harrowing battle I've ever waged, to just be their mom and not their mom who is in terrible pain. I cannot stand up for longer than 15 minutes. I can't cook dinner. I can't do my own grocery shopping. And here's where it gets really ugly for me. These are the parts that are so deeply shameful to me, but they are my life now, and I can only try to accept who I am while trying to reconcile this vast ocean of grief at the loss of who I was and who I'd planned on becoming. I cannot, without a hefty dose of pain medication, take a shower, dry my hair, and get dressed, so I usually don't. Something most people take for granted every single day is something I can't do without reaching a pain level of 7 or 8 and being so wiped out and in such a deep state of agony that I just give up. I am often in bed all day. The thought of being upright, too exhausting to bear, sleep, my only escape. I've become something I really never could have envisioned, not in my wildest or most random thoughts. I had to stop working, running our business in 2010, and I continue to be unable to work, but I am so grateful every moment of every day that I worked as hard as I did and my husband worked as hard as he did to build this business that supports us. I don't even want to think about where I would be if we didn't have that. I can't take my kids to the zoo, to the park. I can't take them to the mall. Over the past 5 years, I've become increasingly more withdrawn. I've stopped going out with friends, with family, and over the past 3 years, I've become severely agoraphobic. The extreme pain that I am always in has just really caused it to be too physically much for me to be able to even take care of myself, be properly groomed every day, and slowly I just became too anxious to leave my comfort zone. Me, who was afraid of nothing and would pick up and move anywhere in the country or the world, really, to pursue my dreams. And now I can't make it to the drugstore. I have a housekeeper to clean and grocery shop and take care of all the little details that I should be able to take care of. Letting someone in, even in that capacity, is a huge extension of trust and a massive risk. Letting someone truly see how dysfunctional this pain has caused me to become. I am so deeply emotionally and psychologically exhausted, it's not entirely quantifiable. I am so deeply ashamed of parts of who I have become that I hide in my tiny world, away from questions and people wanting to know, why can't I meet up for drinks when they're in town? Why don't we ever see you at any events? Why I wasn't at my own niece's wedding? I am fully disabled by my chronic pain in ways I never thought would touch my life. And then there is my family. I've been with Zeke for 19 years, and he has sacrificed so much. My husband gets up with the kids every morning and gets them ready and takes them to school. He picks them up every afternoon. He takes them camping. He takes them on trips to see concerts and visit cousins. He stopped working full-time about 2 years ago because he needed to take care of the kids, the household, and to some extent, me. I'll continue.